whatever happened to class? You know, you see so little of it anymore. When I see a Tomlinson with San Diego, that's a breath of fresh air because he scores a touchdown, hands the ball to the referee, goes to the sidelines with the anticipation of doing it again, and generally he does. But, you know, you got to get a little more class in the National Football League.
That's Len Dawson from yesterday, and we're with Morton Anderson from the Atlanta Falcons at the young age of 46 on his off day, very kindly joining us. And we're also joined by Dr. Stephen Solomon, who's an expert on relationships. How are you, young man?
Good morning, Nick. Good to be with you. And Morton, yeah, I'm great. Thanks.
Hey.
Hey, guys, I thought we'd take our discussion in a little bit more of a general direction, which is how, as the public figure, you deal with relationships. Morton Anderson, I thought I'd start with you and what you learned in those couple years with Dick Vermeil about how a coach builds trust and how you see that with Jim Moore today.
The way I approach being in the public eye and the way I choose my friends and what have you would just boils down to quality of life, and I try to keep my private life private, and I don't take my home, I don't take my work home with me, and I try to segment those two things. I've been doing that most of my career. Try not to do too many outside things during the season that can distract me. Early on in my career, I did, and I think it was a mistake. I just got sidetracked too much. The focus was lost on football. So now I just really just segment those two things out completely, and I just choose my friends very carefully, with one thing in mind, quality of life. But certainly Dick Vermeil and Jim Moore and most of the coaches I've ever had, they preach the same thing, and they preach family on the football team. And I'm old school, Nick, like you are. I agree with some of the statements made by the coaches here in the show, is that, you know, we need more quality guys in the National Football League. We have a lot of them, but there's too much selfishness. And we need more team-oriented people, the football teams, in my opinion.
And also, when you add to it a culture that, with reality television, blurs the lines of public versus private, so that the public, which pays an enormous amount of money to go to a football game, they believe that they have a right to act. They identify Morton Anderson not just with the football team, but with their community. And suddenly, the lines are blurred between what they think is appropriate and what to expect of Morton Anderson on the field and off the field. What to expect of Michael Vick on the field and off the field. Dr. Solomon, you witnessed this in San Diego. Tell us your perspective on, for instance, as you look at LaDainian Tomlinson, how well he handles things so far, and other individuals that have not.
Well, you know, LT is just beloved here in San Diego, not only for the amazing running back he is, but for the class which he plays and holds himself, how he gives back in the community in an understated way. It's not about bringing attention to himself. It's really about helping other people, and the kind of teammate that he seems to be, always giving, deflecting attention from himself and talking about his teammates, his offensive line. And people really respect that, and it's a breath of fresh air, unfortunately, because as Morton was saying, there's a lot of selfishness in professional athletes, and that's a reflection of the high level of personal insecurity that a lot of elite athletes have, thinking, you know, the only thing they really have to offer is their athletic ability, and nobody would really like them if they weren't a star athlete. And that's why a lot of guys don't do like what Morton was saying, surround themselves with quality people, but instead surround themselves with yes men who try and just make them feel good about themselves, instead of being a good friend, which is about giving positive feedback and being there in the good times, but also giving negative feedback and hanging with somebody when they're having a tough time.
Well, the goal on the show is to not just have platitudes, and not that you just gave us platitudes, but let's go even deeper. Because when you say quality people, surround yourself, as Morton did, with quality people. And also, I think, Morton, the big lesson is the fact that you do separate out your private from your public life. You don't do a lot of appearances, I think, the way you used to. And I've said several times on public record, I wish I had followed your example more, because late in one's career, if you want to keep performing at that high level, you have to start cutting back. Roger Clemens, I believe, has cut back because he's found that family is really what it's all about, and that's why family and in preparation, those are the two things that keep him going. So, Dr. Solomon, let's go deeper. What do you mean by a quality person? Not just somebody that says good things that makes you feel good about yourself. What does the individual need to identify when that person truly is the right person to be to make a deep friend in their lives?
Well, I think it's a couple things. One, somebody's a quality person that you can judge their character based on what their values are, whether they're a loyal person, whether they have integrity and mean what they say and do what they say they're going to do. And also, especially as I was saying with professional athletes, the danger is to get people that, you know, just are there and make you feel good about yourself. You can really tell somebody is a good friend when they tell you what you don't want to hear, if it's what they really believe in, give you negative feedback or tell you when you're screwing up, and not just heaping praise on you and giving you attaboys.
So, Morton, how do you create that in a professional situation where you've got all these egos, all this money, all of this commercial distraction as well?
Well, it is difficult, but I totally agree with what you're saying as well, because quality people are difficult to, at least as a the way I see it as a professional athlete, it's difficult to sort of decipher if somebody's a true friend or not. And when I signed with the Falcons, I got 100 phone calls, and 80 of those were from people I hadn't heard from in 5-6 years.
Exactly.
Those are not true friends. Right. True friends, Nick, is somebody like you who called me for the 20 months when I was out struggling trying to get a job or trying to find my way through this transitional phase that maybe I was looking at. You know? So you find out over the tough times, I think, that who your true friends are. And and somebody who you can count on in the tough times, and somebody who's there for you all the time. And there are very few of them. And if you have five in your life, I think you're a very fortunate man.
You know, with Andre Waters, we talked about this last Wednesday with Seth Joyner, who was very close with Andre Waters, a fine individual, played 10 years with him with Philadelphia and then a couple years with the Cardinals. He commits suicide last week. The transition is so difficult because suddenly the calls don't come. And I can also sustain what you just said. When back in 2000, I win the tryout to be the kicker for the Rams in the playoffs if they need him, and when Jeff Wilkins was hurt. And suddenly I got calls, 100 calls, 80 of which came from people I had not heard from in 3-4 years. So suddenly I realized, you know what? They still have my phone number.
It's silly. It's just silly. And it's much to do about nothing. So the thing is, and like I was saying earlier, Nick, you go back, you circle your wagon, you go back to basics, and you just trust that the people that have been with you since day one, those are your true friends. And of course you're going to meet new friends, but again, it's just it's a difficult proposition, I think, for pro athletes, because the water is muddled a lot, and there's a lot of people coming at you. You need somebody. You actually need a couple good friends early on that can kind of decipher and help you out. A small entourage, very small entourage.
Sure. You know, you use the word loyalty, and that's really part of the title of Dr. Solomon's book, which is Intimacy After Infidelity, if fidelity is about loyalty. So let's go in that direction, because it's not just about cheating on your wife or girlfriend. It's learning lessons, good and bad, about who to trust and who not to throughout life. Dr. Solomon, give us a little bit of an insight about your book and what motivated you to write it.
Well, the book really came, you know, I'm in private practice here in La Jolla, and my professional partner and I, over the last 10, 15 years, have just seen so many couples come in where there had been an infidelity, and they wanted to see if they could heal that wound and build a stronger relationship because they still loved each other. And so it was really about trying to help people not take what oftentimes is the easier road, which is just to run away, you know, when the going gets tough, and do the hard work necessary to live up to the commitment they made to each other when they got married, which was through thick and thin, to hang in there and try and make it work out. So the book's really about helping people heal from that, learn why the infidelity happened, and what it says about the person who strayed, and what it says about how the strengths and weaknesses of the marriage or the relationship. You certainly don't have to be married to have an infidelity happen or have a long-term love relationship, and to learn those lessons and overcome them and become a better partner, each of the people, and build a strong relationship so that the relationship is so good and each partner is so happy and feels so fulfilled and loved in the relationship that neither person has to worry in the future about their partner straying because they're so happy they wouldn't think of being with somebody else.
So how do you not let, as Morton Anderson alluded to and I just did, how do you not let, coming from a culture where you realize that 80% of those so-called friends are not really true friends, how do you prevent that from impacting the way you choose relationships and perhaps you yourself sabotage a good relationship, whether it's a friendship with another man or whether it is, you know, a love relationship with a woman?
Well, one of the things you do is you really lean on those friends that you really know, as Morton was saying, are real true friends, the friends you've had for a long time, the friends that are there for you even when things aren't going well, and you lean on them and you sound things out with them and you get feedback from them about what's going on. And who the, you know, whether these people are trustworthy or not, because, you know, they can be one way. Oftentimes people that are just yes men and women will be one way with you, and they'll be totally different and really show their true colors with other people around you who aren't the star athlete. And a lot of it is looking in yourself and saying, look, what am I really looking for in this relationship, and what kind of a friend am I being? You know, life is so, as you know, Nick, and have recently learned through the loss of your mom, life is so short, we have to grasp every minute and really take good advantage of every day and put energy and time only into those relationships that really are fulfilling and reciprocal relationships where there's give and take on both sides.
You know, I would say this, Morton Anderson, I want your comment, is when we have those moments where there is a disappointment or a great sadness, you know, a negative event in our lives, taking the time to take stock of who has been there during those tough times as well. Doesn't mean that they are the only people who would be friends, but it does make a difference, doesn't it?
It sure does. I mean, it makes sense to you, you know, that way. And I again, condolences on your mom, and I haven't gone through a loss like you just did, and I can't imagine. I met your mother, and what a quality person she was, and great memories from some of the times I've spent with her. So,
and you've
done an outstanding job, Nick, as a son, and you commended on that. So. But going through a loss, you know, whether it's a friend or mother or brother or sister, you go to your faith, I guess I would say, and then you go to your friends. Go to your friends and you lean on them, and again, it's reciprocal and it's quality and it's productive and it works.
We're going to go to a break. When we come back, final thoughts with arguably the greatest kicker in the history of the game, Morton Anderson, along with Dr. Stephen Solomon, on how you build loyalty and surround yourself with friends that aren't just loyal, blindly loyal, but the true kind of friends that leads to trust and quality lives for the long term. It's a hard thing for athletes to learn. We'll be right back on Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite and Sports Byline.